Let's go here to the Cardio Newsline, a visit with Dean Clancy, who's a senior health policy fellow at Americans for Prosperity. And Dean, good morning to you. It's kind of interesting. A recent report shows that almost 75% of voters still worry about the cost of health care, and it's not getting any better anytime soon. Good morning to you, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about health care and all presidents try to do something about it, and it sounds like Bidenomics is driving healthcare costs higher. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Healthcare costs are as high as they've ever been. They've doubled since the signing of the so-called Affordable Care Act 14 years ago, and it's getting harder to find a doctor or a health plan in your network. The amount you have to shell out of pocket before your insurance kicks in is way up. And premiums rise every year. So government, despite its many interventions, has failed to bring down the cost of health care or even to get it under control. And yes, that's part of Bidenomics. And the American people are very concerned. At Americans for Prosperity, our polling and talking with voters on their doorsteps shows that health care is one of their top five issues. They're very concerned about it, and I think you'll see it play a big role in this year's elections.
But at the same time, I mean, repealing the ACA seems pretty impossible at this point. So what real steps is your organization proposing?
Well, at AFP, we talk about a personal option approach to health reform. Basically incremental and essentially nonpartisan, or they should be nonpartisan, reforms that bring down the cost of health care, shift power from insurance companies to patients, and basically allow market forces to work. Some examples of the reforms that we're advocating are letting every American save and pay tax-free for health care with a tax-free health savings account. This already exists. But 1 in 10 Americans only have an HSA right now, and that's about all that can have one because of government rules that are in the way. Let's remove those rules. Let everybody have an HSA. Another idea, let's make sure everyone has access to direct primary care. That's a new model where it's basically a monthly subscription to your favorite doctors. You cut out the insurance middleman. People love it. The doctor spends more time with you because he's not filling out insurance company paperwork. He's just practicing medicine. Patients love it. Doctors love it. And it's growing all over the country, but we need to make sure that it doesn't get regulated out of existence. So that's DPC, as they call it. Let everyone have that. And other things. Remove government barriers. There are government policies that are causing hospital markets to consolidate, driving up the prices, making you have to drive farther to get hospital care. These kinds of reforms would let market forces come back in. We call that a personal option.
And we got about a minute left, and we appreciate your time. Are there lawmakers that are actually trying to fix these problems?
Yes, there's a whole bunch of folks on Capitol Hill, both parties, although a lot of the energy right now is on the Republican side. Senator Mike Braun of Indiana and Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania, Chip Roy of Texas. There's a whole bunch of guys with good ideas. They've introduced them as bills, and they're trying to get them passed. And we're probably going to have to change the makeup of Congress, maybe change who's in the White House to get those reforms done. But it's really important because health care is personal. It's a huge part of most families' budgets, and we really need to do something about it.
Yeah, no question about it. We appreciate you taking some time out. And is there any place that people can get more information on what's going on with healthcare?
Yeah, I would recommend folks check out our special website on this. It's called personaloption.com, personaloption.com. Or if you just want to learn more about AFP, go to americansforprosperity.org.
Okay. Dean, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure.